This portion of AM 930 Spotlight on Oberlin, brought to you by the North Coast Building Industries Association, sponsoring community service projects, providing education to members and the community, and promoting cost-effective housing for all people. The North Coast BIA, and we have one of the executive officers with us, Judy Docks. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Lots going on for the North Coast BIA. I know when we talked yesterday with Mary, they got the home show that's coming up at the JVS.
Yes, that's a very exciting thing for us. We have had home shows in the past at Lorain County Community College, at Midway Mall, but this year we're joining forces with the Lorain County JVS. They're having a career day the day before for their students to see which programs the students would like to pursue a career in. We're going to be working with them that day, and then the following day we'll have the home show, which will feature quite a few of our members, as well as non-members, if they would like to participate. And we're really excited. It's going to be Saturday, May 14th, from 10 to 5 at the Lorain County JVS.
Who should go to this kind of show?
Anyone that wants to learn a little bit more about remodeling or building a home. We will have different people there from all facets, plumbers, painters, flooring contractors. We're going to have some nice craft tables as well. The students will be there to help, and we'll also be having a job fair. So if you're looking for a job, you can stop by, talk to one of our booth people, and maybe you can find a job if you're looking for a job or looking to find out more about a certain trade.
It seems like having it at the JVS is a good location because it exposes students to the trades. And we often hear that there are a lot of job opportunities in those trades, but there's a need for people.
There is a desperate need for people. That's our paramount goal, not just for the North Coast BIA, but the Ohio Home Builders Association, which we're part of, and the National Association of Home Builders. They are predicting, Harvard School, that it's going to be 25% more needed between 2012 and 2022. And that's faster than any of the other occupations that anyone can go into. So we're in desperate need. People are getting older, they're retiring, and the younger people are not moving into that occupation, which is a very important occupation, and they can make quite a bit of money as well.
Any idea why people have not sort of gravitated toward that?
Well, there's a big push on everyone getting a college degree, but as we all know, not everyone is made to go to college. Some people are naturally good with their hands, good with their vision to see what they can build. It is a very rewarding field to be in, is the construction, either masonry, carpentry. There's all kinds of things, plumbing, heating. We need all these people to survive.
And what about your background?
My background. I came from a custom home builder. I worked for them for 17 years. I was a member of the North Coast BIA. And when our executive officer, Gene Sexton, retired after, I think, about 20-some years there, I felt maybe I can get my toe into her shoes and take it from there. And I found it very rewarding. I went from working and helping one builder to helping over 250 members, including about 60 builders and remodelers.
When you talk about builders of residential homes?
Yes, it's some of our builders are very high-end custom builders, but then we also have builders that are building, you know, the first home for people, the entry-level people. We also have some commercial builders that are working in our association, as well as remodelers.
When you drive down a given road, do you say, hey, my company built that house back in the day?
I can actually pretty much pinpoint who built that house usually, because I've been in the industry for so long. But you do have an eye after you get to know the builders, what they are building. And it's very proud to be a part of the American dream.
Where is the building in Lorain County taking place right now?
A lot of it is in the Amherst, Avon Lake, North Ridgeville area, Grafton. There's some, you know, builders building out here in Oberlin, and we also represent Erie and Huron County. So there are some vacation homes that are being built. So if you're from the 100s to over $1 million, we have somebody that can help you.
Are they building many sort of single land homes, or is it still sort of a development that takes place?
It's a mixture of both. Because of the economy, it has been very hard for a builder or a developer to actually go in and develop or to get the funds to develop land. So a lot of people are building on scattered sites. So, you know, almost all of our builders will go and build on a scattered site on vacant land. You do have to be careful when you purchase vacant land. You need to make sure that you get a disclosure for that vacant land, because usually the home buyer is purchasing that land. So there's some things that they need to watch out for, and that's going to be covered in our article in the next couple weeks. We write an article in the Chronicle and also the Morning Journal. On Saturday is the Journal, Sunday is the Chronicle.
That's some of the information that the North Coast BIA provides to the community in preparation for them to take part with the services that
absolutely. Every week we feature or focus on something, and I just remind people that, you know, if they need anything, they should call us. We have the list for people to get the information they need. Our members are insured. They have workers' comp. They're registered in the cities or counties or townships that they work in. We hold our members to a higher standard. So it's not like if you were going to a doctor, you wouldn't go to a doctor that wasn't part of the American Medical Association, or you wouldn't go to a lawyer that's not part of the bar. So why trust anything with your largest investment to somebody that might be just off the street?
If you're doing remodeling, how many people do you recommend that someone talks with?
I will actually give them the list of our remodelers that, you know, if they say they want to work with, a lot of people want to work with people that are in their own community. If they say that, I will send them people close to them. Otherwise, people can actually go on our website and search by a profession or trade and pull that information off themselves. However, a lot of people are older or they don't have a computer, so we will send them our entire membership directory, and I'll highlight the people that they should, you know, the areas that they would want to call and talk to.
Sounds good. And of course, if you meet with them, not only sort of related to their abilities and the price and everything, but just how you, your personalities and how you get along, because if this is someone that's going to be spending a couple weeks to a month maybe in your home doing something, you want to have a good relationship.
Yes, you absolutely want somebody that you can trust. And having someone to come, you know, a third party giving a recommendation is a good thing. And I'm not recommending one person over the other. I'm giving them options. And I always tell them, make sure you talk to, you know, they're like, oh, I'll just give me one. I'll just call them. And I'm saying, no, you really need to talk to a few to get some ideas. So.
Especially if you haven't done something like this. You have no idea after you go, you know, what kind of questions sort of to ask, or is this the answer I'm looking for? In other words, you trust the person to be an expert, but sometimes it's better to get a few to get an idea of what where the truth is, in a sense.
Yes, and even on our not on our website, but on the National Association of Home Builders website, they have a section for consumers only, and they have questions that people can actually ask. Again, if someone doesn't have a computer, I will pull that and include that in the information that I send them.
Well, if they go out to the home show on May 14th, they'll get to meet a lot of those folks there.
They
as
will,
well, too,
and right? The North Coast Building Industry Association will also have a booth that we can help people with anything that they need that may not be exhibiting there.
So. It's a good place to go to get inspired, and also just to get an idea of maybe there is something that you can do with your home rather than move, or if maybe you're thinking it's time to to build something new, there's a place for people to get all the
Absolutely. Or get ready for aging in place. So we have people that hold designations in what they call certified aging in place specialists. So before you get to the point, if you know you want to be in your house, and before you get to that point in your life, you really should think about the changes and start making the changes so you're used to what has changed in your house before you get to the point that you need them and, you know, things are different in your house. So you need to be familiar with what's in your house. So it's a very unique designation. We do hold about 10 other designation people that are from anything from green building to just about anything you could think of.
Wow. So even if somebody's thinking, I need someone maybe to come in to see what they would need to install for handrails or other things to help if I need to be more mobile or where the hazards might be in my home that can be fixed so I don't have to leave, there's people that can do that too.
Absolutely. And they'll tell you if it can't be done, but in this world now, just about anything can be done. So
pretty much, I guess so. Judy Knox, Executive Officer with the North Coast BIA, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Again, they have their big home show with the JVS coming up on May 14th.